We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I could take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny sweet say out his mouth.
If I say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 24th, goes to a 37-year-old man from Mississippi named Joey Lee. Crooked letter I, crooked letter I, humpback, humpback I. I'm not going to lie. This donkey is kind of hard to do because it's always hard to do a donkey when you completely understand why a person did what they did. And trust me, I totally understand why this brother Joey did what he did. Look, man, times is hard out here. Okay, the gap between the haves and have-nots is wider than it's ever been. And that's why it's so easy to finesse folks nowadays with all of these, you know, get-rich-quick schemes. Yes, sadly, people are trying to turn 700 into 7,000 on Instagram. But I just want to stress to all my peoples out there, if it looks too good to be true, then it probably is. And that's why Joey Lee Ware has to get the biggest hee-haw today, because he's 37. He should know better. And what happened to him? What happened to him? Lord. Lord, he should know better. Let's go to WXXV25 for the report, please.
Keesler Air Force Base has a group of volunteers who clean up periodically along the beach. While they were cleaning on Saturday, they found more than just trash. The volunteers were cleaning up around the beach near White Avenue and came across several bricks, which are actual kilos of cocaine. They found a total of 8 wrapped up bricks of cocaine, which prompted an immediate call to Biloxi police. Before the day was over, 11 and a half bricks with a street value of $1 million were recovered. 1.5 bricks were found after arresting a man who decided to keep the bricks for himself. According to Biloxi police, Joey Lee was charged with aggravated trafficking of a controlled substance. He's awaiting an initial appearance.
1.5 was actually discovered by a citizen, and this is the important part. If you discover it, you should call us. He instead decided to do other things with it, and he was arrested and charged with aggravated trafficking.
Poor Joey. I know Future told us that God is blessing all the trap-in words, but the reality of the situation is Satan got a kingdom too. Don't think that everything that glitters is gold, because it's not. And I'm the type of person, if it's not from God, I don't want it. And trust me when I tell you, drugs or drug money is not of God. But you have to put yourself in Joey's shoes to understand what could lead a person to this. We don't know what his financial situation is, but I'm going to just assume it's not the greatest. All right, this brother has probably been praying for a plug. When I say praying for a plug, I don't even mean a drug connect. I'm just saying this brother was praying for somebody to plug him into something, anything that can make his financial situation better. So imagine volunteering to clean up and they come across $1 million in drugs. In your mind, you have to know you can't take that dope. Don't do it. All right, it's just like making a fake LLC to get a PPP loan. Don't do it. I know the government been getting over on us for years. I completely understand. You want some get back. But do we understand? We will never, and I mean never, be able to beat the system at its own game. It's a trap. All of this is by systemic design that they keep us in these positions. And Lord, we make it easy for them falling for this kind of bait. Okay. And speaking of traps, I personally believe that's exactly what this was. 15 bricks of cocaine just rush up on shore with some volunteers happened to be cleaning up with a Dior label on them. Okay, let me tell you something. I would have ran away from those bricks. I'm talking I would have ran away and got 20 miles down the road and had someone else calling the police to tell them to come get they dope. Come get the dope they planted, because me and mine not touching it. You don't get a damn thing but trouble making that kind of discovery. And the way my anxiety is set up, the first thing I would have thought when I saw that dope is this is a trap. All right, the white man about to drop a net on all of us. We always talk about that expression, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. But do we know what that truly means? By definition, this phrase is used to describe situations which are so good that it is barely believable that such a situation is possible or even likely. 15 bricks of cocaine with Dior logos washing up on shore is highly unlikely. And I know, Joey, you've seen stuff like this happen in movies and you hear it in music and you probably saw this and said, this is going to be a lick. This is going to be a hell of an origin story. But no, if something seems more exciting, pleasing, or ideal than seems reasonable, then it likely isn't genuine, legitimate, or true. Okay, if the bank accidentally puts $1 million in your bank account and you decide to buy a house with it, I personally believe that should be the bank's fault for making such a grave mistake. And what do they expect you to do with $1 million, especially if you've been praying, tithing, offering, waiting for a blessing, and then something like that happens? Of course you're going to spend it, but you're also going to be the one that ends up in trouble because of it. I know it's not fair. All right, we figured this out about life already, but I guess Joey still believed. Okay, I guess he still believed that dope gave him hope, and now he's been arrested and charged with aggravated trafficking and is being held on a $150,000 bond. Let me give you all the advice that Police Captain Thomas Goldworthy said. If you discover it, call us. Simple, okay? Police are urging residents not to go down the same path as Joey, and they just want you to call authorities if you come across these kind of stashes like this. Yes, my people, please, when you come across things like this, I don't care if it's drugs, guns, money, just look at it like it's all a trap, because it is. The system setting you up for failure once again, all right? The moral of the story is if something seems too good to be true, keywords to be true, it probably is. We actually need to change that phrase to, if something seems too good, it's probably a scam. So treat it like a scam and scram. Please give the latest victim in this evil system's wicked game, Joey Ware, the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
But now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh-hoo. You are the donkey of the day.
When we we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.